In the meantime, Barbara is back on air.
Yes, we're here in Solomon Gallery with Eamon Coleman, an absolutely extraordinary international and Irish artist. Eamon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Absolutely excellent. Now, can you tell us the medium you are using with this exhibition?
Yeah, I'm using two things. One is I'm using a Fabriano paper and Somerset paper, but also I'm using a Japanese Yopo paper, which is a paper which is made from 50% recycled plastic and 50% bamboo. Environmentally very friendly, and that was one of the things that I wanted this show to be, was that the material that I was using would be as environmentally friendly as was humanly possible.
And is it like acrylic?
It's not acrylic. It is a chalk-based paint, which I make myself. I grind the paints. I would spend months before I start to paint mixing the colour, making sure that the colour is light sensitive and is as as archival as is possible. And I make my paints in the exact same way as the old masters did, Caravaggio, Michelangelo. It is the same process. So I will use linseed oil, boiled poppy oil, boiled linseed oil, and grapeseed oil as a way of getting tonal range and tonal difference within the colour.
That is absolutely fantastic. I mean, this show has been on how long so far?
About a week and a little bit, a week and a half.
And I'm telling you, folks, the red dots are there. There are quite a few red dots. Now, let's go over to this fella here. And we'll come to a few other aspects again. Above the small holding, radio signals penetrate the silence.
Yeah. One of the things I moved from Dublin now 16 years ago to live in rural Kilkenny. And when I mean rural Kilkenny, I am 15 miles from the nearest shop. And we live 900 feet above the snow level. We're above. Every year we would get snowfall. And one of the things that I look out on Mount Leinster, and on top of the Mount Leinster is a radio signal post for the whole of the southeast of the country. And I started seeing and noticing that there were small holdings, these small, I suppose, just 30-acre farms that would have a house and enough land to feed and clothe the family, and started thinking about the time when radio was the only medium, the only outside world, not that long ago, in the 60s and early 70s, Kilkenny would have been incredibly isolated from the rest of the country. So this masque, which was built in the 1930s, was something that the local people would connect with. The house that I live in had the only radio right up until 1979. It had the only radio in the area, and there was very few of the houses had television. And there's a great story in the house where on an All-Ireland football match day in 1975, The local people gathered in what is the front garden of our house now. And the man who ran it was reputed to be the best and strongest man in Kilkenny. And the young guy said to him, "Come on, show us, prove it." So he brought a bull out of the bar, which is still there, with these beautiful houses from the 1710 that are in the courtyard of the house. And he picked the bull up and put another bull on his shoulders, and everybody cheered him. And the bull turned around and gored him to death. It's kind of like one of those ironies of you're the strongest man. But those stories helped me come up with the idea of this, penetrating the silence. Radio would have been an incredible tool and an incredible look. I mean, if you can imagine all of those events that took place from the 30s right up until the 70s, that would have only been disseminated through the radio, through the radio voice, and radio personalities would have been regarded as big celebrities within this whole area.
Absolutely brilliant story. And I believe that also that nature poises a great influence from you. I mean, living with nature, around nature. But even before that, I mean, nature played a big part in your artwork, didn't it, Eamon?
Absolutely. The reason why I'm a painter at all is that it enables me the time to do two things, walk and garden. I'm a huge big walker. I walk, you know, serious walks. I've done the Appalachian Way from Florida right up until to the Canadian coast, and or to the Canadian border. And I will walk practically every day in Kilkenny. And one of the things that moving to Kilkenny did was it enabled me to look at the 40 kilometer radius around my house, of which I've walked all of those lands, all of those small little roads across the fields. I walk constantly. I don't bring a notebook with me. I just will write down some of the titles of my paintings. People laugh at the titles of my paintings because they're so long. But the titles of my paintings are what are those initial ideas that come into my head are true words rather than through the act of drawing. Then I go back into my studio and I start building up layers. And some of these paintings are 5 years in the making. So I build up layers and layers of paint, grinding down the color, making them, going back out, watching birds, watching wildlife. I mean, at the end of our garden, we have a badger set. I sit and watch the badgers in the garden. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to move out of Dublin, was to immerse myself fully in the natural world.
Absolutely brilliant. Let's go along and see now. Do you want to choose a painting to talk about?
Yeah,
this is nice. Got layers of paper on it?
It's got layers of paper. It's also using, I'm using tracing paper as a substrate on the whole thing, which is really interesting because it allows you to create another layer of, I suppose, fogginess, for want of a better word, over the colour. So you're allowing the colour to pop in little areas, and then it comes through like these yellows coming through here and the black coming through there. I'm allowing that to happen and creating. This painting is really interesting because where I live, there is a fortified townhouse. And that fortified townhouse was attacked by Cromwell in the 1600s when he came to Kilkenny. And Cromwell knocked down all the houses around it and built this kind of hill. So I climbed the hill that he had built and discovered at the top of it there were two slabs of Kilkenny limestone with grooves cut into it where the cannons had scored into the limestone. And they're still there, still to be seen. And while I was up there, the Angelus bell rings. So this painting is called In the Imaginary Gardens, One Can Still Hear the Angelus Bell. And the imaginary gardens are those small holdings that you can still see in the landscape around this town, this fortified townhouse, which is still standing, which Cromwell never broke into, never destroyed. And so when the Angelus bell went off, I suddenly went, you know, this is a uniquely Irish experience. This is something that you will not get in any other country at all. And having travelled so much, this really excited me to find something that was almost as exotic as going to India or, you know, to an event in India. Another thing that I've experienced in Kilkenny, which was really unusual for me, is at funerals, people do the Holy Communion, and the Rosary, and they'll do the full decade of the Rosary. But when you hear that voice call and recall voice, it is quite an extraordinary, you know, it's quite an exotic sound. And that to me, I had painted another painting in which I stated that the air around these funerals becomes almost effervescent with that sense of call, that sense of, so these paintings are coming from that period, that process, I suppose, if you like, for want of a better word.
Absolutely brilliant. And how are these up on your website?
These are up on my website. My website is just eamoncoleman.com. It's very easy to find. Anybody who wants to go there. I also have an Instagram account, which is Eamon/Coleman. And you can find me on my Instagram account. And yeah, it's been great. The Instagram account has been really good because we've had dialogues with artists from all over the world, which is really interesting.
That's absolutely fantastic. And how long is the art exhibition going on here in the Solomon beside the Westbury Hotel, folks?
It's on till the 29th. And on the 2 o'clock on the 29th, I do a gallery talk here. So if anybody wants to come along, you're more than welcome to come to the gallery talk.
Thank you very much, Eamon. This is an absolutely fantastic show, John. It is vibrant, it's colourful, it's abstract, it's different. And just come along, folks, come along, and you can go for a cup of tea next door if you want. Yeah. Eamon, thank you for coming here.
Thank you. Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
That's great. Back to you, John.
Okay, Barbara, thank you for that. And thank you to Eamon.